This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Westmalle Double, Category 18B, Belgian Double. Looks very pretty beer. It's a deep copper color, very clear when you hold it up to a light. It's got some nice reddish mahogany hues. The head is off-white, fairly large, settling slowly. It's dense. It has tiny bubbles. There's a lot of visible carbonation in the glass. You can see the bubbles rising. Belgian beers are often highly carbonated, so that's not unexpected. I'll give that a 3. I'm going to smell it. It's complex malt and fruit. The malt's rich, like Munich-like, at least some of it in there. I get a little bit of caramel and toast. There is a lot of fruity esters. Dried cherry, prune, raisin, sort of the dark dried fruits. That cherry aroma is something that I find fairly typical in the Westmalle, and I really like that with the malt. A little bit of alcohol and spice, a little peppery, very perfumey. The flavor or the aromatics are a little muted, maybe by age. This has been cellaring a while, but nothing's off. I'm going to give it 11. The flavor or the aromatics could be a little bit brighter, but I really like that ester profile. Okay, on to flavor. Yeah, it matches the aroma. There's the rich malt, the caramel and toast, and Munich-like malts. The palate is fairly light because there's a lot of carbonation. Acts as scrubbing bubbles to lift the flavors off your tongue. The finish is somewhat dry. That big estuary profile is there. Dried cherries, plums, raisins. The bitterness is restrained. It's medium to medium low. The malt is dominating in the balance. But it's a fairly light beer, so, or what I mean to say is a fairly dry finish, so a little bit of bitterness goes a long way in a dry beer. The malt is forward. There's a spicy, perfumey flavor to it. Might be from alcohol, might be some light phenolics. I'm not getting any hops. It's the malty, sweet, estery flavors that dominate. But it's not a sweet beer, it just has the impression of sweetness because of the relatively low bitterness. It's malty, estery. But the finish is dry, like most Trappist beers. Again, the flavors seem somewhat muted by age, like I picked up in the aroma. On the other hand, they are really well blended together. I'm going to give it a 17. It has high carbonation. The body seems to be about medium. It might be a little bit bigger than that, but the carbonation really seems it makes it seem lighter. I'm getting a little bit of alcohol, but it's not burning at all. Like I said, this has been well-aged, so it comes off as smooth. It's not astringent at all. It has a very typical Belgian profile in that it finishes on the dry side with a lot of carbonation. I'm going to give it a 4. I was expecting a little bit more body. The overall impression is It seems well-aged, very smooth, nice complexity in flavor and aroma, although they're both a little subtle, possibly because of the age. It's dry and highly carbonated, which does aid the drinkability. The Belgians really prized that character. The ester profile is interesting. I like how the dried cherry flavor plays with the sort of rich malt. Even with the malt being somewhat dry, if you shake some of the carbonation out of it and let the malt lay there on your tongue a little bit more, you do get sort of a multi-layered profile. It's really very nice. The alcohol is restrained, even though it's a 7% beer. So I think that's the positive effects of conditioning it. It's got yeast in the bottle, so it is going to improve if cellared in good conditions. Since it's so dry and highly carbonated, some people might be sort of fooled by it, that it seems like a lighter beer than it is. Really the best thing to do is, if you want to enjoy some of the flavor, like I said, shake some of the carbonation out, swirl it in the glass, let it warm up a little, and try to zero in on what's in the palate. Very nice interplay of the malt and the esters. It's something that I look for in this style. Good balance between the malt and the bitterness. Lets the malt be forward even though the beer is on the dry side. Very good example. I'll give it a 9 overall. So that totals up to a 44. It's a very nice beer. It's showing a little bit of age, but in a generally good way. So I like that one a lot. So that's a Westmalle Double, judged as Category 18B Belgian Double.